And welcome into the HananiahAutos.com studio at Everbank Field. J.P. Shadrick from Jaguars Radio Network and Jaguars.com with Jaguars General Manager Dave Caldwell. We're live with the season ticket holders, Dave.
I love the season ticket holders.
Do you?
I do.
We all do. That's the lifeblood of the team, right?
That's right. That's right.
This is another event for the Jags 365 members, 365 days a year, exclusive access to the team, including today. This is the free agency recap call. Let's start off, Dave, with the start of the league year. I mean, the 4 o'clock deadline to really begin things was the start of one thing, but the 5 to 10 minutes before that, when all those trades went down and everything happened in a whirlwind. Have you seen anything like that at the start of the league year?
It was quick. Not anything to that magnitude, at least in my time. But a lot of times those deals are a couple weeks in the making. So
right.
I'm sure they're going back and forth between the teams, and then when they hit the deal, they struck it.
Big quarterback trade involved in that too. The Rams and the Eagles, you know, quarterback for quarterback. That's pretty rare too.
It is rare, and I believe there were some. I haven't looked at the full deal quite yet, but there were some draft picks too exchanged in that.
Sure. Dave Caldwell is with us on the free agency recap call. Then, of course, you got busy. Now, let's get to those guys in a moment. But the process, the 3-day window before free agency actually begins, has that helped or has that changed? How has that changed the process?
It's changed because you have a 3-day period where you can negotiate and don't feel pressured to get a deal done and try to have your contingency plans. And the past, it was, you know, free agency would open and you have to make a deal within 5 minutes or 10 minutes or whatever. And this is more of but it did help the teams at times, too, because, you know, free agency would open. You could pressure the agents to make a deal at that period of time. This allows us maybe to put our the whole picture together and really target and realize, hey, we feel good about these players and possibly them committing right at 4 o'clock on Tuesday. Or, you know what, we're going to miss out on these guys, and they're going to go back to their team. So what's our phase two? And then phase two is player A, B, and C. And if we miss out on a player in phase two, well, let's go to phase three. Okay, so we kind of have to budget money. And then that will change a little bit. Once you can actually commit to the deal,
mm-hmm.
You know, there are some parameters in place. But for the most part, you will, change on Tuesday. There will be some things. There will be some language issues and stuff like that. And some money may go up, may go down
mm-hmm.
based on physicals and that.
Could that change in the future, the process? Before,
I could see it changing. It's not a great system. It's challenging.
You can only say certain things, right?
Well, you can only say certain things. There's a lot of gray area, and I think for the most part, the benefit is really for the players and the agents, and they have 3 days to shop around your parameters to see if they can get a better parameter in place, and you don't really know until 2 o'clock on or 4 o'clock on Tuesday.
You told us in Indianapolis at the combine that I forget the actual quote, but something like you hated free agency.
Yeah, it's not ideal. You know, the draft is you're in control of the draft, and you're not in control of the players that may go before you, but you have control of the pick, and you have a pretty good idea of who's going to be there. Free agency, you don't have an idea. You see, there's supposedly deals made and some guys are backing out and stuff like that. So I don't know. You know, we were fortunate enough that, through the process that Jacksonville is a great city. It's a great town. We have a great owner. We have a dynamic head coach and coaching staff. So this is starting to turn into a place where players really want to start to come and go to. And with our parameters, we felt like let's put parameters in place with these deals where teams will be scared off by it.
Dave Caldwell is with us, Jaguars GM, on the free agency recap call for season ticket members of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Don't forget to renew your tickets for the 2015 season. The deadline is Monday, March 16th. Receive great Jags 365 benefits and exclusive events throughout the year as part of your membership. Let's go through some of the guys now. I guess the marquee name is Julius Thomas. He was one of the five that you mentioned in the press conference that you had targeted right away at the start of free agency. Really the biggest name of this group, and how does he change this offense right away?
Well, he gives us a big option in the red zone. He's 6'5", 255, but he also runs, 4.55, 4.6 range. So really fast, really athletic, excellent ball skills. So from a playmaking ability, he'll change the red zone. He'll change the way teams have to defend us. not only in the passing game but in the run game. And he can stretch the middle of the field, and he can open up things on the outside. We have some young receivers, and Marquise Lee, Allen Hurns, Allen Robinson, and you know, maybe they won't see as tight coverage anymore because you have a guy that can stretch the field.
It's interesting looking at his career, though. The first couple of years in the league didn't do much. I think he had one catch
sure.
the first 2 years
yeah.
and then gets with Peyton and things
yeah.
change. That's the way that works, though.
Well, it's not only just Peyton, but, you know, the progression of rookies in the NFL, everybody wants instant gratification, and they want a rookie to come in and automatically be a Pro Bowler. And that's not how it works. I've been around some Hall of Famers that really took them the year three to really have their breakout year. And, you know, I think about my time with you know, Roddy White in Atlanta. He's a potential Hall of Famer, and he's a guy that really took off on year three. Reggie Wayne in Indianapolis was another guy that his first 2 years he was doing a solid job and then really took off his third year, and now he's going to be one of the greatest receivers of all time. So as long as you have a coaching staff and a franchise that's willing to develop guys and be patient, we feel like these young guys can come in, and Julius is a good example of that. Yeah, first 2 years, and plus he's a guy that didn't play college football until his last year.
That's right.
So he's still developing even to this point, which is what we felt good about.
We'll get to some of your questions coming up. Jared Odrick, a guy that I don't know if that really – that might have surprised a few people that you went defensive line in the first day of free agency, but looking back on it now, Red Bryant's gone now after the kind of the aftermath of this selection, but – Jared Odrick's the real deal.
Yeah,
right?
And you talk. I know Coach Marone's on our staff here, and I know I don't think he knew we were going after Jared Odrick throughout the process because he's an offensive coach. So,
right.
But when it came up that we were going after him, he's like, "Man, that guy gave us a lot of fits in Buffalo." You talk to teams around the league, and a guy that's a high motor guy, tough as nails, that can come in and play multiple positions for us. Is a critical thing. So a lot of versatility there, but we feel like in our system he can even be more productive. We talk about guys like Cindric Marks and Roy Miller that, you know, played their rookie contracts out with other teams and came on a short-term deal with us, but really flourish in our system. We feel the same thing can happen with Jared. And if you look at Jared, his first 3 years in the league, he averaged 5 sacks a year.
You're a Counting Crows fan, Dave?
Do they play music?
Yeah, it's a band.
Yeah, yeah.
He looks just like the guy.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Yeah. I do like some of their songs. Mr. Jones, is that
Yeah, that's
one
of them. Good
job.
He couldn't even name one in the car yesterday. We did an interview.
Oh, really?
No.
Yeah. Mr. Jones. Yeah, that was when I was in college. That was a popular song.
So check it out, Jaguars.com, the car ride with Jared Odrick. Couple questions. We'll go to social media. We'll get back to some of these individual guys coming up. So Jeff Palmer on social media asking, is the focus still on free agency now, or do you get back to the draft in April? How do you balance the two right now,
Dave? Well, we've been balancing them all year, and that's a great thing. We have a great pro personnel department and a great college scouting department, and it enables me to focus on both, you know, simultaneously. And a lot of my days, you know, through the years, maybe in the mornings, it's focused on free agency, and in the afternoon it's on the draft. And so even through this process, we've always been working on the draft and going through that, and now we got pro days. And but I think the major part of free agency is over. We'll still continue to add through the draft. It may not be big names. It may be guys. We just added a receiver, punt returner today from Seattle that we feel like can come in and really compete for our fourth and fifth job and punt returner. And so we'll continue to look for pieces that we could put in place to provide the most competitive team on the field.
Brian Walters is his name, out of Cornell. Not really a football hotbed at Cornell, right? They
no.
haven't had a huge history, but this guy can play a little
well,
bit.
Well, you know, he's smart. And he kind of, yeah.
okay, great. Good start.
He's smart. He's athletic. He's got really good ball skills. He's a very good special teams player. So we're excited about the opportunity of him coming in and competing.
Demetrius from social media asking, how do you feel about the 2015 free agency haul, and do these signings affect the draft plans at all? How does that balance?
Yeah, so it wouldn't prohibit us from drafting anybody at the positions that we signed, but
okay.
But what it does do is it allows flexibility for us where we felt like we had some glaring needs going into the draft, being right tackle, being tight end, being defensive end, safety, corner. So it allows us to take the best position available instead of reaching for a player at that specific position.
Let's talk about that right tackle. Jeremy Parnell, signed from the Cowboys, a guy who didn't play football. He was a basketball guy in college, moved over to the defensive side his last year. Houston Nutt got him to try out for the team at Ole Miss and made the team, played in like five games, and just kind of developed a career after that. And he really started from scratch. Now all of a sudden he signed a free agent contract to play tackle in the league.
Yeah.
Pretty cool story for him.
Heck of a story and heck of a kid. I mean, you talk about probably miscasted as a basketball player, because when you watch him, you would think, you would never know he was a basketball player. He's tough as nails. He's really competitive. He likes the part of the game that doesn't get a lot of credit, and that's, the run blocking and the pass protection. So really excited. He's unique because of his size and his athleticism, and I think the Jaguars fans are going to be happy we have him, protecting our quarterback.
The one thing I noticed about, and I had very short time with these guys on Wednesday, but he was the only one, I think, that didn't laugh in the morning. When he was signing, he wasn't really into smiling. He just wanted to go block somebody.
Well, he was really concerned. As a matter of fact, we had a nice dinner for all of our new players and our coaches and everybody involved in the process on Tuesday night, and he was really concerned that he needed to fly home at 3 o'clock in the afternoon because he had a workout the next morning. He didn't want to miss it. So, so I said, easy, big fella. We'll get you home for your workout. So I want you to enjoy the day and take it all in. But he's exactly what we talk about in terms of our culture and what we're looking for.
Jags 365 season ticket members, refer a fan today and get up to $100 when your friend purchases season tickets for the Jags. For more information, go to jaguars.com/refer-a-fan. Dave Caldwell is with us, Jaguars GM, on the free agency recap call for season ticket holders. Dan Scuda, we hear all about the auto position. There were a couple three guys that tried to play that spot last year, but Scuda could be the guy moving forward there, right?
Yeah, we like his skill set for what that position requires. He's very strong at the point of attack. He can set the edge as a nine technique. He can play in the line of scrimmage. He can handle a tight end. And athletic enough to drop into coverage and play the curl or the buzz to the flat. And his hidden trait is that he's actually a very good pass rusher, too. So we could use him a lot more and be a little bit more aggressive in blitzing situations. And in a situation due to injury in game, he can put his hand down and play defensive end for us.
Stay on defense. Now, four of the six were on defense. So that might have been a little bit of a surprise for a defense that was okay in spots last year. Defensive line was pretty strong. You go defense, and you're really trying to take the next step with that defense.
Sure.
Now, right?
Yeah, that's right. And our young guys that we drafted 2 years ago in defense and some of the guys coming into their prime, and Derek and Roy and those guys, Talvin Smith, Aaron Colvin, Sip, those guys. So we just felt like, hey, let's try to create the most competitive defense that we can, and then really focus on the draft, too, on defense. And, I don't know what we were ranked off the top of my head, 26 or 20.
Somewhere around there.
Mm-hmm. But, we're looking to help out our quarterback. If we can get that defense in the top 10, would be great.
You can sign up now for single game priority. Let's be the first to know when single game tickets go on sale for 2015. Jaguars.com/tickets to sign up for that priority list today. Defensive backs, Devon House, Sergio Brown. House, a guy that wasn't really a starter a lot in Green Bay, but when he was in the games and playing against big-time receivers, stepped up his game and made big plays.
Well, he was fortunate enough to start against Julio Jones and Calvin Johnson. And when you watch that game tape, you're like, well, what are we missing here? Why can't he come in and be a starter for us? And not just that, but throughout the whole year and even in his nickel reps. So nowadays in the NFL, you have three starting corners.
Yeah.
And so he was their third that played. So we categorize him, even though he may have only started five games on the stat sheet. We consider him a starter for a 16-game season because of, nickel reps nowadays are, 60% of the game. So he's playing just as much as probably a defensive lineman.
And Gus and Bob Babich love big corners.
That's right. His size, he's 6'1", and plus he runs sub 4.4. He's a 4.3 guy, and he's got very good ball.
But who isn't a 4.3 guy? I mean, can we all run 4.3?
Besides you?
Yeah.
And Ryan Robinson over here?
Depends when the lunch bell rings.
That's right.
That's when I run a 4.3, right?
Yeah.
Sergio Brown, safety. Is he your free safety of the future?
Well, he'll come in and compete for it, and we'll see. We've still got some young guys, and Josh Evans, and guys that we like, and Craig Loeston. But, it's, JP, from being around here, it's about competition. And even all these guys, even though we signed them, they're all going to have to compete and continue to compete to be the best they can be. So Sergio's got a skill set that we really like. He's big, he's fast, he's athletic, and he fits the mold of our free safety. And he's an A++ special teams player.
Let's go back to some questions from fans. This is from the online forum earlier. Armando Quiroz asking, which unsung player in the free agent hall do you think has the biggest chance to be a difference maker right away, like Allen Hurns maybe last year, not Julius Thomas included? Who else?
Well, it's hard because I don't know who the unsung ones
uh-huh.
would you consider unsung. So,
that's true because they're all first-day guys,
yeah,
really.
Yeah, so
yeah.
They're all guys we kind of targeted. I would say, maybe, definitely Jeremy Parnell, Audric, but those probably guys aren't unsung.
Parnell might be. He didn't play. He wouldn't start a lot over there.
Maybe
right?
Mr. Walters that we signed today.
Okay, the new guy, the real new guy.
Yeah.
Ryan Walters.
So we're excited about him.
Is there any more need for wide receiver coming up?
I don't know if there's a need, but we're always looking for somebody that can come in and provide some type of competition.
Talking to Gus the other day, just in passing, the difficult part of this free agency process is getting to know the guys. In fact, you don't know them firsthand.
That's
right?
What's hard. At least throughout the draft, you get to interview them and talk to them, bring them in for a visit. Here, it's kind of like knowing that they have to commit Tuesday at 4:00 for the most part, and that if you don't agree to a term by Tuesday night, that they're probably going to go somewhere else. And so it's kind of hard. Try to do as much vetting as possible within the rules and reaching out and talking to coaches or whatever it may be that are willing to talk to you. But for the most part, you don't know. It's really important to have a really good college department because we can go back and look at the college reports from 4 years ago and really kind of, we talked to this guy at the combine, to this guy at the combine, pull out their medical from our doctors and our trainers and when they're at the combine.
Now, that helps you that some of the crew that was here before you were here is still around, right?
Sure, absolutely. Absolutely. And a lot of these guys I scouted coming out because I was
– Oh,
you
were a scout.
I was
right.
A scout. So, Jared Odrick, we had a lot of interest in him in Atlanta. Julius Thomas, we had a lot of interest in him in Atlanta. All these guys, Sergio Brown, spent a lot of time at Notre Dame evaluating him. Devin House at New Mexico State. So I had pretty good familiarity of these guys when they came out of college.
Download the official Jaguars mobile app. Get all the latest breaking news, updates, and content on the go. J.P. Shadrick with Dave Caldwell. Another 10 minutes or so here on the free agency recap. Well, let's move forward a little bit now. Free agency still going. Draft coming up. You'll have visits, I'm sure, players come in. I think you're limited to, 30 visits from players? Is that the rule?
Yep.
When does that process start? And
it can start right away. We'll have some guys in early in April. We're scheduling some visits right now. But for the most part, it will be big in April where the visits will start. 7th and 8th, I think we have quite a few guys coming in.
Do you like that, the whole visiting, the process?
Yeah, it's good.
Take
advantage of it. And like you said, we can't talk to the guys in the NFL, and we're like, oh, I wish we could talk to them. So let's take advantage of the ones that we can talk to in college, right?
That makes sense, yeah. So, now, if you could change that to the free agency guys.
Well, a lot of it.
Could you do it? You'd really want to do that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it'd be great if we could do visits. I know this. I know once I meet Coach Bradley and come in and see our facilities and the culture we have here, I think we have a better chance than most of signing guys.
Right. But this is just the first-tier guys, there's just no time for that because everybody's out to get
What happens is, and then if they don't commit on Tuesday, then all of a sudden, you had option B, C, and D. Well, those guys have already committed, so you kind of put all your eggs in one basket if you can't get a commitment.
Your quarterback is reportedly in California and going to work out with a bunch of the receivers, and even Julius Thomas said he was going to go out and meet up with that crew, and it's reported 10, 11 guys could be in California working out together.
That's what I heard.
That's pretty cool, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I know Julius took about 6 balls with him, so brand-new balls, so – he signed and said, I want some balls so I can take them out to California. So we gave them to him to take with him. So I'm sure Blake has plenty.
It's something, though, that a quarterback going into his second year, I know you guys can't talk to him about football or any of that stuff, but you love seeing that from your quarterback, right?
Absolutely.
Him leading the charge
like
that.
More than anything. And only going into a second year and him doing it is even better. And it's going to only get better as years come, when he gets old, when he gets more comfortable in the system. So, but the camaraderie is such an important thing with the NFL and the locker room. And you know, Blake's a leader, and that's why we drafted him. There's no doubt that his intangibles and his makeup are exactly what you're looking for in the face of your franchise.
Are you glad you don't have to look at quarterback this year?
I am. As a matter of fact, I've gotten a lot of texts from people around the league saying, good thing you got your guy last year for various reasons.
Right. That's the way it works.
Yeah.
Is it too early for any do you get calls about draft already?
It's too early. I would say you would maybe start looking at the owners' meetings in a couple of weeks where – a lot of GMs, or all the GMs, will be there, and you know, they'll have some interest. At the combine, I had a couple of people say, "Hey, I may have some interest in coming up. Would you be interested?" And just very brief, but not anything very much right now.
It's funny how that starts sometimes. Maybe it's in a hallway conversation,
yeah,
or
it really is, because you don't we don't see too much of each other. There's a couple of guys that I'm good friends with that are GMs with other teams, but you know, a lot of it. It just might be in the hallway, and that's exactly how it happened at the combine. I was, you know, walking down the hall and saw one of my good friends and said, "Hey, you know, we might have some interest in coming up to 3. Would you be willing to move all the way back to that spot?"
Right.
And I said, "Yeah, I would, but it's going to cost you a lot."
You don't want to go down too far, you
no.
know, or if
yeah.
you do, you
well,
get
you
something back.
Just got to make sure that you have your options in place, and you can find a good player throughout the whole first round, and if really, this is another year of a good draft, I believe. So,
we'll go back to another one of your first round picks, Luke Jokel. This is a big year for Luke. First full off season to be able to work out as a full off season. He has
yep.
been injured the first time. So, what do you expect from Luke now that he's going to have this off season? And what's he looking like?
Well, I think Luke is a perfect example of a player that's learning the speed of the game, but really can have a year where, I mean, he looks great now. If you look at him now, he's really changing his body.
Really?
He's maturing a little bit. And what a lot of people don't realize is Luke should be going into his rookie year right now. He came out as a true junior. So
wow.
He bypassed his fourth and his fifth year in college, which a lot of these guys are coming out right now. So so we knew when we took him that he wasn't going to be coming right away and be a Pro Bowler, but had the work ethic, the intelligence, and the drive to improve his game and do whatever he needed to do. So going into maybe year 3, year 4, year 5, you're going to see a really good player in Luke Jokel.
Yeah, there's a lot of people kind of chirping about him off in the distance.
Well, you know,
maybe
it's funny.
Not maybe what he should be, but you got to give him a chance, right?
Yeah, you got to give him a chance. And I think and every fan base across the league, there is probably complaints about the left tackle. and no matter, it's like Hamza, our logistics guy in charge of travel. Nobody realizes when it's going really, really well, but as soon as the buses are late, well, everybody's like, Hamza. Well, the same thing is with the left tackle. The games where he played really well against Dwight Freeney and some of the other players that we played this year, nobody really recognized that, but, okay, he gave up a sack against J.J. Watt. Well, you know, they all do. And so it's kind of a thankless position, and Luke's great. He's got a lot of mental toughness, but that's the deal. You know, he understands it. That's why, you know, those left tackles make all the money.
If you don't have tickets yet, visit Jaguars2015.com or call 904-633-2000 and lock in your seats for this season. Final few minutes with Dave Caldwell, the general manager of the Jaguars. There was a story that came out, I guess it was a couple weeks ago now, that the team, the Jaguars, now going to year 3 in London, will change the travel plan going to London this year and travel on Thursday, arrive Friday, Saturday, the big Regent Street thing, and then the game Sunday and come back, which is a big change from the 2 years past where you go on Sunday or Monday and come back. Why the change this year?
Well, we wanted the first 3 years. We left on Monday the first year. We left on Sunday last year. And then we've done it. And we just want to make sure if we're going to continue to do it for another year, 2 years, or 3 years, what's our best option of doing it? And so we said, let's try a short week. I know that a couple of the teams we played in the past did a short week, and some of those teams around the league have done a short week and had success with it. Our results probably weren't great overall in the first 2 years, but
no.
I'm sure it wasn't a result of our travel, but you never know. So we'll see, you know, how we do on a short week, and I think it'll be good for our players and our team to stay focused throughout the week and practice here, and then go out Thursday night and take care of business.
One thing I meant to ask you earlier about the start of the free agency period, since we have a couple minutes left. Murray is finally signed in Philly.
Mm-hmm.
They got Matthews, too. They got two running backs in Philly. But How close was Murray here in Jacksonville?
Honestly, I don't think it was ever very close. You know, we weren't really getting involved in it. That was never our plan going into free agency. And the longer he stayed out there, the longer his people kind of recruited us, so to speak. And,
gotcha.
So we just kind of sat back and kind of laid in the weeds for a while. And then about Monday, mid-afternoon, it didn't look like a deal was going to get done in Dallas. So we said, hey, let's take a shot at something that makes sense for us. And if it doesn't make sense for us, it was never in our plans anyways.
Yeah.
And so, you know, he's a good player, and he got a terrific deal in Philadelphia. I wish him all the best. But not that we didn't want a player. But, you know, running back's a tricky situation, and when you have a lot of needs, I always felt like this, that as we build this, that would be the last piece we would add.
Mm-hmm.
And when we're really ready to make our run and we feel like it could happen sooner or later, maybe it will happen, you know, sooner or later, but we'll start to invest in running backs when we get all our other positions solidified.
Was that a timetable you just set for yourself?
No,
I don't know. I think you just said something. I heard behind the lines there. No, not at all. Dave, we appreciate your time today. Thousands of fans listening. And one final thought. Now, after the first wave of free agency here, moving forward, what's left to expect this offseason?
Just really prepare for the draft, have a solid draft, and, you know, guys will start coming in towards the end of April and working, and we're excited about, you know, the work we've done over the last 2 years, and our coaching staff is really excited about what they have. So I think it's a new-look team right now, and it's changed a lot over 2 years. So we're going to just continue to build it and hope for the best.
Continue to build it.
Yep.
Thanks for your time.
Thanks, JP. Thanks. Season ticket holders.
Dave Caldwell, Jaguars general manager, joining us on the free agency recap conference call. And we appreciate you joining us today. For ticket information, 633-2000. Of course, Jags 365 membership has its privileges just like today. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.